my friends, Jacob's here one more time, and I have such a show for you. We have gone way, way over where we should be. Reality has completely jumped the shark, and it's gotten quite insane. A lot of things that are going on right now. These are things that we've talked about on the channel. We've talked about them. We kind of predicted them. We threw them out there. We had a bunch of laughs over a couple of things here and there over the years. And now those laughs are coming home. Mainstream. We got the Joker 2 playing out on the scene like it's never played out before with Luigi Mangione, who we talked about on the show. All the connections that we were in the year of the assassin and that, you know, we would see this kind of vigilante justice in the world. Go figure. I said this was coming. You know, don't hate the guy who's predicting and speculating. Hate the people that are writing the story. I tell you, because it seems to be very predictable. You probably remember about 20 months and 22 days ago, there's the 222 for the Dan Dan, so she can say, she can make fun of me tonight. Before the protests started breaking out on the steps of the courtyard for Luigi Mangione, who had a perp walk that like rivaled only, well, probably the Joker film and the production that was going on the Joker film. And the posters and the logos and even one of the Israelites, Lisa, she said, Jacob, check this out, this picture right here with Luigi Mangione on one side and the Joker on the other side. I don't know if it was made by AI, but it looks familiar. But look, I did a show about the Joker, Joker 2, which meant mass delusion. The mass delusion that was to come. It was the biggest bomb in the box office. I think it lost like $77 million. There's like such great wisdom in a lot of the things that are shared, you know, if only we pay attention. But what I didn't expect is that when I was revisiting this video that I did 20 months, 22 days earlier, I also talked about James Gunn. And James Gunn happens to be right now, you know, trending because of Superman, which reminds me, it's a buckle up, baby, buckle up. I don't know, you're supposed to wear with the top button open. Is it open or closed? I know the bottom one's open. I don't know. The Dan Dan got this for me, so I'd like to try to look a little more, you know, a little more polished when I come on here to talk to all of you. I appreciate y'all for coming, by the way. Would you do me a favor? Would you hit the like button right there? Smash that like. Make sure you subscribe and check the bell for notifications. I do a show like every other day. I'll even come on here with my throat raging, with my tinnitus blaring, feeling like I'm going through something, and I'll still push through for you because you know why? We got weird things happening. So when I said this was going to be the case, and I see that Superman is trending, which of course we know Kal-El, it's he gets his power from the sun. It's symbolic of all of us. The Christ in us being birthed in the world. It's kind of like a natural representation. The Superman trailer came out. Good trailer. Looked a little silly, in my opinion, a little bit silly. I'm probably always going to think that anything James Gunn does is silly, especially because he's so, well, he shared a lot of really perverted stuff, which is interesting because I said that in the video where I was talking about Joker 2. Take a look. Joker, the number 2, the follow-up, the sequel, is going to have Lady Gaga playing Harley Quinn. Which is, you know, Margot Robbie played Harley Quinn in the last couple, Suicide Squad, the James Gunn, who has all those, I don't know if you know anything about James Gunn, but he's like a celebrated director who had to delete disgusting, perverse tweets about underage, you know, boys and weird, like in its comedy. And God is doing something. He's bringing correction. You're going to see it. There's such a major shift going on in the world. I don't know if you've noticed. There's such a major shift going on in the world. Things, you know, the pendulum swung. It swung too far to one side. So now it's going to be course corrected. And unfortunately, it's going to be course corrected very, very hard. I mean, it's going to be tough over the next year and a half. I'm pretty sure about that. So it looked like there were protests erupting, which is ironic because everybody thought that because of the Trumpster. And of course, you know, we've talked about the Trumpster and we talked about the trial with Stormy Daniels in New York. This is going down right now. Well, it was going down. They were filming the Joker. Now, guess where they're filming it? They're filming it literally at the same building where Trump's, where the Trump thing's supposed to go down. Isn't that nuts? That's mental. Looks like the media, all they do is speak curses over us. That's it. That's all they do recently. So, of course, when you got the Joker, and people, I guess, are, you know, the Joker was arrested because of the last film. And, of course, everybody was protesting, trying to get the Joker out. We, thousands of protesters gathered at the courthouse steps, chanting for freedom for their embattled hero. Police kept watch as passions flared and voices roared. Squad cars and television trucks encircled the commotion. It's a scene New York City authorities have been bracing for as prosecutors considered an indictment against President Donald the Trumpster, who had invited followers to rally on his behalf. But on Saturday, it was just a movie shoot. Isn't it all a movie, people? Isn't this all a movie? Haven't I said that? But madness is everywhere. Madness. Men's hearts failing themselves for fear. Sound thought going bye-bye because they've just been polluted with so much. There have been, like, some people have said, massive military-grade psychological operations have been just on the entire world to get everybody to do something. And most of the world did something. And now they're doing the same thing. They're trying to keep us in chains and fetters. Protests that erupted, they were not because of Trump, but they were because of the Joker. The title of it is, I'm going to probably pronounce this wrong because I don't know how to read, especially that French stuff or whatever it is. Folie à deux. Deux. But it means shared psychosis. Shared psychosis. But it's not great because everybody's being fooled. Everybody's being fooled. And a lot of people are buying right into it. Buying right into it. A bunch of nonsense today. Mass psychosis. That's the reason why the movie's coming out. 20 months, 22 days ago. That's the do. All these things coming together. The thing with Luigi Mangione and the Joker, it's not just the fact that it looks so similar. Not just the fact that, you know, this has been like the year of the crying out for vigilante justice, which is nuts, okay? Because you shouldn't do this, by the way. Don't do anything bad, all right? Dude, be a good member of society. Don't be dumb. But you know what? If you are dumb, you probably would want to have good lawyers, and it probably pays to have lawyers that are married. Because turns out, you know, the old P. Diddler, he's in the same, they're going to be in the same prison. Same one with Sam Bankman-Fried. All the cast of characters of all the people that we've talked about on this show, they just happen to be in the same prison. Yeah, same prison. Well, I guess because it's New York City and, you know, well, but Mangione and the Diddler, their lawyers are married. So just check, please. But, you know, speaking of this, the fact that the Joker was a clown and he looks a lot like Ronald McDonald. You got Luigi, you got Ronald, you got Donald, right? All everything coming together. Very strange. Luigi Mangione was picked up. He was picked up at the McDonald's. So you got the clown on the steps. Back then, you got the clown on the steps now. All of this stuff is nuts. Because the whole thing with, you know, the show that I did, if you haven't seen it, you should probably check out the one where I kind of teamed up. I went on the 24-hour, 25-hour podcast that the Donut was doing with Paranoid American to promote his like Illuminati comic, which is really cool. And so I went on there and I talked about this stuff. The whole story, when you peel back some layers and you look a little bit deeper at things, cosmically, it's pretty sus. It's pretty sus. So you should probably check that show out. You should probably also, the fact that in that show I talked about how, you know, Grimace, I sort of predicted something was going to happen in New York because Grimace was riding the red shoe. Grimace, which I just found out, by the way, there's this famous place. It's Mayan ruins from like 900 years ago or 600 years ago or something. It's called Edzna. It's a Mayan ruin. You know what it's called? The House of Grimaces. The House of Grimaces. Yeah. One of you Israelites pointed this out. You were at like a hospital or something and they had this plaque for the House of Grimaces and you were like, I'm living in the Twilight Zone. And I'm like, me too. We all are. It's a movie. We're the star of the show. And we can't fail because God's in charge. Strange. You know, that place was known for child sacrifice. Yeah. Next time you get yourself a little Happy Meal, think about that. But if you want to get stressed about stuff, you're probably getting stressed about McDonald's isn't the thing that you should be worried about right now. We got the government and it may be shutting down or something. Who knows? By now it may be back on. It may be back off. I don't know. But I do know everybody's calling for Elon to be Speaker of the House. Yeah. That's weird, right? That's weird. You know who else said that would be funny? This guy. This guy over here on the same show where I'm talking about Matt Gaetz, where I had Congress and the thumbnail said haunted house. Like the people that are doing bad stuff like Gaetz, they're going to be haunted by their past deeds. Talked about it on the show. Ironically, same show. I said, because there was an issue back then with the Speaker of the House. And I said, you know, who would be funny as the Speaker? Who would be funny? I said, Elon. Yeah, take a listen. Is it going to be Jordan? Who's it going to be? Who's your speaker? Tell me in a live chat. Vanessa says Jordan or Trump. I don't think it's going to be Trump. I got to be honest. I think it would be really cool if it was Elon. Just because, I mean, think about how crazy this world is. We would know without a shadow of a doubt that we've jumped the shark. This reality has jumped the shark. It's no longer to be trusted. That's what we would say if Elon was in charge. Ironically, also this stuff with Matt Gaetz. Very strange. Where the ethics complaint that was going to be put away, you know, you could look into it. He did some bad stuff, maybe, you know. I don't think any of them are really walking upright, but I do know that the house was haunted. And I said so in this video that I did. The Ethics Committee secretly meeting. So there you go, Gaetz, same thing. Same show. Timing of all this is very strange. You know, the same show, the Joker show with the Luigi. That's just strange. No stranger than the fact that, like, the market is taking a dive. It's like tanking everything, crypto, everything's going under. Everybody's freaking out about the crypto. I know somebody that said something about the whip coming to the financial market, too. I know some of this guy. This guy, all the timing of things. Yeah, that's right. I'm going to play this clip too. Now, I don't know if you all remember, I put out of the blue, Wayne sent me this weird video where there was just a guy and he was doing a whip and he was like whipping the thing around and smashing the whip. And I just thought, I'm like, interesting. Because the night before, I was watching a show called, it's like a Western show, it's called Territory. It's a really good show. And I was watching that show, and I found it interesting that towards the end of the show, the night before Wayne sends me this thing with the whip, the lead character was teaching someone how to do that exact thing. So we know in scripture, it says that in the mouth of two or three witnesses. So if you witness something, you know, twice or three times, maybe God's words being established. So I think to myself, I bet you there's going to be something with the whip. So I put it out, right? I put it out on X. I don't know if you saw it. And I do these little things for those of you that are new to the channel. If you're new and welcome to the show, will you hit the like button, smash the like, share the channel around. Make sure you subscribe because I'm here all the time. Sometimes, you know, YouTube doesn't tell you. So you know that I'm here. But I put it out on X, which is at JacobIsrael71 for those of you who want to follow me there. And I put a little test out there and I said, you know, think money changers and in the temple when Jesus walked in with the whip. Now, at first, I was nervous about this. I was a little scared. You know why? Because I saw the whip and I thought immediately, I'm like, oh no, persecution's coming, right? You know? And so I had to pray about it because I didn't want to just see that as like something that's going to be not great for all of us. So I prayed about it and I thought, and then out of the blue, I'm reminded of when he goes into the temple and he has a whip that he's made of cords, and he's, you know, he's basically, he's flipping the tables, he's taking the coins, and right now everything's about the digital coins, and he scatters the coins, right? He flips the tables over. It's like it's this picture of the financial system being flipped on its head, which is something that we see going on. And now here we are today, and I see that new show, The Chosen. The Chosen releases their next season, and their logo, their poster, was Jesus with the whip. So I'm like, that's it, test complete. So, I mean, what do you think? I felt like doing that because I feel like this show is just, it wasn't silly enough. But now the big thing is, of course, you know, Elon's in charge of everything. And it is probably pretty kind of funny that I did say that would be how we know that nothing's to be trusted anymore. So maybe we shouldn't be trusting anything. Maybe we shouldn't be even trusting the fact that... Did you hear about the army guy? The army guy who, like, he put up a video about the orbs. You know, we've been talking about the drones and the orbs, and this guy puts out this video, and you would think that we're toast. He talks about how people are going to be evacuated. And he says it so nonchalantly, like, oh, yeah, they're aliens. You know, the drones are actually... it's us, but the orbs, that's what we got to worry about, this guy says. Okay. Maybe that's the case. I mean, look, I've been talking about the jellyfish alien invasion for a long time. Maybe now it's here. The jellyfish alien invasion. I don't know what to tell you and how to handle this, except for the fact that I think that whatever created us probably created them too, so God's still in charge. Okay. I think that a lot of this has to do with mind control. I think that we're being messed with and left in a state of fear all the time. But you got to tell me in the comments section what you think. I mean, what do you think? All of this stuff coming together is strange. You know what else is strange? We got God's champion. You know where we got a God's champion? If you want, you can get the merch in the description of the video. All the merch is all available. You just go in and click there. It's the best way to support the channel. 70% supported by all you, okay? Because, not, you know, YouTube doesn't tell a lot of you. Be honest, a lot of you that are watching right now probably thought that I've gone away, haven't heard about my videos in a long time, because you got to come back. You got to make sure that you check for notifications. You should connect with me on X at JacobIsrael71. Connect with me on Telegram. All the links in the description below. But yeah, I do a show like every other day, so just come to the channel and you'll find something. You know, they're laying it on a little thick. You know, a little thick. And so I wanted to come on here and I want to remind you that instead of getting freaked out about everything else, just remember, this channel, the goofy meatball speculator that I am, kind of like, you put it out there. So when you see it happen, and like the crazy amount of time that it does, like the 20 months and the 22 days, when you see it happen, you should probably remember that God's in charge. That you're allowed to now, you know, turn to God, put your trust in God, and do the right thing. Love God, love others, and that's all you got to do. All right, listen, I got to go, but I got to show you this because this is crazy. Take a look at this right here. That's God's champion right there. You know who God's champion's with? That's Sean. Sean is with the robot dog over at Mar-a-Lago. Okay? How crazy is that? You got God's... representing Jacob's, all of us, right? Sean's there representing with the robot dog. Should we really be worried? Who's dressed as Satan? Santa. All right, I love each and every one of you. Have the best day ever. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
With our fearful cry, and for many it ends the same. That is because upon ourselves we took the sins of the world, all the fear, all the lies, all the hate, and all the shame. We taught her who we were when we believed we were simply our past, our heartache, our traditions, our beliefs and our name. Trapped in a cycle of what could've, should've, would've, until we have the wisdom, the courage and the wherewithal to change. Ignorance of the power within, because of this world spin, making the same mistakes again and again and again. The gods of this world have become blind, powerless, death on the lay. Arise, arise, O existing one, the one who hides behind the eyes of those who gnash their teeth, weep, hate, and blame. For there is a beast ruling in your stead that you must help us to take. So gone will be the days when babes come into this world with a fearful cry and leave the same.